Hello, this is Rum Radio, and my name is Charlesinator.
My name is Lazy Larry.
My name is Greco Emma. You're now joining the Rum Radio.
Today, we are going to interview a few people.
First, reporter Lazy Larry will interview Emma Roman about daily life in ancient Rome.
Hi, what is your name?
My name is Emma Roman.
So, what do you do in Rome?
I go to school and learn Latin.
Is there anything special?
Before going to school, I stop by at bars to have breakfast. After school, I enjoy my time in public baths and pools since I am from a rich family.
When people get hurt, how do they get better?
Usually, people go to the temple and put the shape of the part that the person got hurt.
Thank you, Emma Roman, for the special interview for the Rum Radio. Rum Radio will be back after the commercial break. Want some thrills? Then come to the Colosseum! You can interview Bloody Gladiator, the most violent gladiator in Rome. If you want to watch a battle in the Colosseum, then search bloodygladiator.com, then select buy. The battles will be entertaining and thrilling. If you need any help, contact me, Bloody Gladiator, by 010-3141-5926. Get a spot on the Colosseum! It will be a great experience. Welcome back to Rum Radio. I'm Charlesinator.
This is Greco Emma.
This is Lazy Larry. This time, we will interview the chariot racer Laurentius. What do you need? Do it quick before I slice your head off.
Calm down, we have a couple of questions. The first one is, what do you do?
As you can see, I am a chariot racer. I always fight with other chariot racers in the Circus Maximus. My job is to win horse races. Many people bet that I will win because I usually win. I can fight with you in this Rum Radio if you want.
No, thank you. Who do you usually see during the game?
I always see my annoying rivals and many young couples in the stands.
Well, thank you for your information. I hope you win the next race.
That was the interview, and now we will stop by a short commercial.
Do you have trouble with your language? Well, come to our school. There you will learn many Latin words with me, Latin Law. These are some of the most basic things we will learn about. Semi, have, herb, city, unus, one, pre, before, and etc. Your teacher, Latin Law at the service. Come to our school now. Hi, are you still with us? Well, surely DJ Greco, Emma, and Charlesinator are.
Hi!
Right now, we are going to interview our special guest, Mr. Vesuvius. Welcome to the Rum Radio, Mr. Vesuvius.
Hi, I'm an archaeologist who recently excavated a lost city of Pompeii, destroying my Mount Vesuvius eruption.
So, what happened to everything in Pompeii?
Since there were a lot of ash and gases coming out of the volcano, most things in Pompeii were covered in with ashes. Thanks to the ashes, the city was well preserved. There was some evidence left in Pompeii that helps archaeologists to help investigate Pompeii.
Is there any interesting facts?
Well, the most critical fact is that Mount Vesuvius might erupt again anytime.
Well, thank you, Mr. Vesuvius, for all the information about Pompeii. And people, be careful!
It's geology time!
We will tell you really fun and interesting things about the geology in Rome.
What do you think was in the center of Rome?
I know!
a giant hippo!
No, Charles Nader, it's not a hippo.
Yeah, it's the forum.
So, as we did all the time, let's share our opinions about today's radio show. Personally, I think Rome influenced our lives a lot since we have evidence that it's similar to the Colosseum in Rome. How do you think, Charles Nader?
Well, I think that Rome affected our lives a lot too, because they have fast food places called Thermopolia, which is now similar to fast food places like McDonald's and etc. We also have many English words with Latin roots.
I don't think Rome affected us because I feel like they are not seen in many places.
Okay then, I guess Lazy Larry doesn't feel like sharing opinions today. Well, folks, this is it. I hope you earned a lot of information. Stay tuned for more episodes of Rome Radio every Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m.